Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology with a view to helping you make more happy and more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, a fourth year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show, which you can tune into every Friday morning, or I will link the podcast format below. Today's episode is for the week beginning November 26th. With a full moon in Gemini, that means there's a choice to make now that you have all the info at hand, plus Mercury square Neptune beckoning a communication fail that actually gets turned into a win when Mercury enters Capricorn later this week. I'll look at each horoscope using the solar chart method, which forecasts with the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart. The waitlist email will go out as soon as books open back up, and they book up quickly. So I'll link the waitlist in the notes in case you want to get yourself on that. And more good news, I have a Patreon. So head over there to join and be ready for when memberships start. There will be exclusive content like episodes solely on the full and new moons each month, individual sign change episodes for each planet, especially when uncommon shifts occur, plus wellness and medical astrology membership options and midweek energy update videos. So if you want to explore more, go check it out. You're constantly in the act of making these deals, these energy exchanges with the world, this energetic currency of give and take, is much like how you get to choose what you buy with your legitimate currency and cash. You can do the same energetically by where you spend your time and focus, by being conscious and selective about how you nurture your feelings, how you respond to emotions, and the choices you make. And all of your actions and reactions are building blocks towards the bigger picture, which is the main view we have right now, firmly in Sagittarius season. Sagittarius is the sign perfect for looking at the end goal. It's the wide angle view, and it's not so good at the smaller details. This is challenging because the small details, the minor details, are really what come together to make up the whole. So I hope for that the rest of this Sagittarius season, these episodes provide a grip or an insight on those finer points, the trivial things, while you keep your eyes confidently on the bigger picture. Starting with Monday's full moon in Gemini at 4.51 degrees, this full moon carries the keywords of wisdom and common sense. And these two things, while not the same, are closely linked. They both involve practical judgment and the desire to make confident decisions based on experience or understanding or both. It's also the individual ability to change up your awareness and apply new behaviors when and where they're needed. And it can be a touchy one because for some reason there are groups and cliques or just people in society who get absolutely infuriated with people who change their mind. But the ability to change your mind is a superpower. A change of mind is essentially innovation, which is described as the practical implementation of new ideas or new techniques to create new, improved value. For one, you don't innovate down. If you Google what is the opposite of innovation, you get the things like traditional, habitual, or the words old-fashioned. And if you think about it, when you change your mind, you open a new, almost portal for alternative possibilities. And the alternative possibilities offer adjusted outcomes, which is sometimes nice and other times necessary. The interesting thing is that part of humanity is meant to have this open-minded, always changing energy, and the rest are supposed to be habitual. Within humanity, we have those who are necessary to be open-minded and those who are necessary to be defined or traditionally minded. And this isn't done by choice, where you get to mentally pick which you are. This is like some cosmic DNA that determines whether you were open-minded or traditionally minded from birth. With 47% of the population traditionally minded, these are people who don't like change in their mind. This is you if it really ticks you off when somebody changes the order in which they're doing things. This is you if you follow ingredient instructions to the measure. This is you if when you are cooking, you prep each item individually. And the defined minds are great for analysis and problem solving that requires a repeated pattern. And then there's the 53% open-minded types out there. This is you if your to-do list is full of arrows or changes to the order of things regularly. You're open-minded if you identify with changing your mind quick, fast. People with open minds are the ones who say, why don't we try this? The ones who bring alternatives to the table. The biggest thing here that gets me is when a defined mind habitual thinker wants an open mind to stay consistent because they cannot. Or when an open-minded person wants a habitual thinker to just think of something different, they also cannot. It's bad for each type's wellness if they try to behave too much like the other. It's most important to know what your configuration is, how your mind works, learn its strengths and challenges, and then stay true to that. If each person operates and functions well in their own individuality while trusting that others are doing the same, an organic, cohesive, abundant existence is practically unavoidable. And this open mind, defined mind practice comes through from human design, which is a branch of self-development study that utilizes planets and signs and other things like the Qing and Kabbalah. And it builds this energetic body graph of a physical person plus a personality blueprint. It's another self-discovery language like astrology, and it has a bunch of statistics on how the minds of society are divided simply in function, among other things like how we are emotionally divided, survival-based divided. And I sometimes imagine if we had a sticker or a badge or one of those like plastic bracelet things that said or was the color of a habitual mind person or an open mind person, or maybe an active emotional person or a reactive emotional person. I wonder if the world would be a little bit better at interacting by not only knowing your own configuration, but also being able to see others who operate the same as you, but also understand those who operate differently. Either way, whether you are open-minded or defined-minded, the mind itself is a brilliant tool for awareness. It can be great at analyzing things, measurements, comparisons, rationalization, developing and holding opinions. It's great for storing memories, but it's not the best for decision-making. In the case of this full moon, the keyword wisdom, we're going to think of as contemplation that brings you some kind of clarity and understanding of what needs to be changed. With this full moon finishing a 6-month cycle, the message of wisdom is about establishing values and patterns, habits, but ones that give desired results. The common sense part, which comes from the inclusion of the sun in this aspect, where a full moon is the sun illuminating the moon from directly opposite. The sun's part in this is all about knowing when enough is enough, knowing when and where to hold back, when not to push too hard. And it's like knowing how to stop before something gets to a point beyond control. This full moon brings awareness to any issues in the home and family arena. It brings awareness to discomfort in living arrangements or your environment. There's generally less access to cooperation. And because of this, confrontation could appear. And this only really hurts if you are looking for approval, or worse, if you're looking for approval from people that you don't even agree with. That's the kicker. Trying to prove, show, or impress someone. Zero, nothing, nada in common with. Or someone who doesn't pay your bills, support your life, or offer anything of value. Trying to convince those people of your worth is a straight block to abundance. You'll get exactly 0.00 abundance when your intentions are to, I guess, use it to show someone what you can do. The wisdom and common sense here is to remember that there's nothing to prove, is to keep on keeping on your way, as long as it's your true motivation. Mercury will still be in Sagittarius for the beginning of the week, which, if you remember, means no one has any clue what we are each saying. No one can understand each other. Add into that Mercury in Sagittarius, square Neptune in Pisces. And a square in astrology is an aspect that is simply saying the maximum tension is currently being applied between the symbolism of planet A and the symbolism of planet B. So with Mercury representing communication and ideas, thoughts, technology, vehicles, siblings, reading, education, writing, and then Neptune representing inspiration, deception, enlightenment, dreams, sickness, escapism. Then with maximum tension between these things, there could be problems trying to communicate concisely. When trying to stick to rigid plans, there could be vocal cord tension showing up as a wellness issue. There could be sensitivity to alcohol or getting drunk or watching a movie or doing something escapist instead of doing something that you're supposed to be doing. This is also things like not passing a test because of not studying. This is a gas tank issue with a car. And it could also be lies among brothers and sisters. Avoid contract negotiations, avoid making commitments, agreements. Be careful to be as precise as possible with everything you say to others. But generally, this is a time where you realize just how different you are. The new month starts this week, the final month of the year. I'm sure I'll do a 2024 Outlook episode sometime soon. Make sure you're checking out the Horoscope Vault over on Patreon. So the 1st of December brings a sign change for Mercury, which translates as this mental switch up. Maybe this is a result of taking decisive action in a new direction after the full moon kind of helps you switch and change your mind. Assimilating new understandings for a better future moving forward. And the area of the change up will be detailed in each sign's horoscope. Mercury in Capricorn is mental structure. And the structure of anything to do with Capricorn is with the purpose of achieving goals. A few signs like structure for pleasure, like Virgo, Cancer, Pisces. These signs love things structured for different reasons. But for Capricorn, structure equals achievement. Mercury moving into Capricorn highlights practical matters. It's time to get into your organized groove. You'll want to be more disciplined, more goal-oriented. You'll speak directly, more to the point. And this is done by following instinct and making your mind in its unique, defined, or open operation, making it your aid, your ally, in the achievement of what you want. You don't make the mind chief, you make it the support. The 2nd of December, Mercury in Capricorn sextiles Saturn in Pisces, and this is like super clear-headed, mental discipline, able to deal with serious long-term matters or things that you've been putting off for whatever reason. And this is really the aspect of getting ish done, getting things going or finished, whichever is more relevant. These few days of this aspect being tight orb, so that's from now till December, you have this whole time to organize something into its like chef's kiss perfect form. And if you want to claim that, make sure to take notes while listening to your horoscope. Each sign is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries, communication and interaction may have been a wary subject for you recently. And this full moon ends a recent cycle of gossip, hearsay, some two-faced communication. It could signify wisdom and common sense in being careful of believing everything you hear. The best solution always is to ask questions. But the way this full moon works seems more to be like you being asked the questions. It could signify an overwhelming time where people want explanations from you, or they just want to ask the questions that they have on their mind. And this turns into people bothering you, messaging, calling, email, and all sorts. And it has this effect of slowing down your day, which feels frustrating. This is very Mercury square Neptune, and patience isn't very easy to come by right now. But when Mercury does move into Capricorn later in the week, you feel more expressive, you quickly clear things up verbally, and you can be a bit more blunt. So a month of bluntness ahead. Later in December, we do have a Mercury retrograde, so watch this space for that episode. Maybe that's some of your Aries bluntness gone too far. But this week ends under Mercury sextile Saturn, which could mean giving more thought, seriously to a long-term professional decision. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Libra, and your soul sign, which is Capricorn. This week for Taurus signifies the end to one dynamic in your financial life and the picking up of the pace within that space in a brand new way. This could be you doing work that is 180% different to what you're used to or what you're trained for. It could be a change in a stream of income. And the wisdom is in staying open-minded to the concept of having maybe two things, but no more than two, just two things, two incomes on the go side by side. And they both make you profit or support your material survival in some way. Then the ratio is that everything else you do outside of those two things should be for fun and pleasure. Keeping it that way, two main streams of income, you maximize this dualistic Gemini full moon alongside your Taurus steadfastness and can build something very harmonic where it comes to the flow of your resources. Be careful of being paid less than you should be paid or doing extra work for free. This is a short window of being taken advantage of, but when Mercury moves into Capricorn at the end of the week, the idea of education could be interesting. The idea of travel, also interesting. You could be aloof, airheaded, and forgetful to set reminders if you need them so you don't space on important stuff. This week ends with Mercury sextile Saturn, which is possibly a little trip that's pleasant or a trip out of necessity, not with the intention of pleasure, turning out to be more fun than you actually expected. Or this is a great time for dealing with legal issues and finding resolution. Don't forget to check out the horoscope for your earth sign, which is Scorpio, and your soul sign, which is Aquarius. This week for Gemini, wisdom is in validating life and your current priority. Being open-minded about a whole new life direction or an additional thing to add to your plate is key. And whatever is being added isn't a weight. It's not going to weigh you down. It's more likely to power you, reward you, and act as energy or sustenance. Figuring out what has to stay and what has to go in your general world includes analyzing and assessing everything within your bubble. And it's going to be a journey of being misunderstood. So that's something to make peace with. Being comfortable when others are not capable of understanding what you're trying to transmit is a helpful mindset to develop. When Mercury moves into Capricorn, there's some pride in your strength and ability to find things out for yourself, to be able to rely on yourself. There are some curiosities that could be leading you down a path of something fun that could also turn into a professional thing too. And the weekend's Mercury sextile Saturn aspect says that you've got all the insight, all the intel needed to make something a final decision, to make it definite. The only person that really needs to understand what you're doing anyway is you. And if you're following your hunches, then this could be amazing. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, Sagittarius, and your soul sign, Pisces. This week for Cancer, it's a good time to talk about the painful stuff. Suppressing feelings never works very well, and things may start to surface, feelings about the past, and you'll be able to deal with those feelings better, or just in a way that feels right. This is the full moon of needing to get more sleep. It's important to try and give yourself an extra half an hour in bed, or hour, where possible. If you can't, then at least have a way to relax and center yourself, because this week could be one that generates a little bit of nervous high energy. When Mercury moves into Capricorn, your earth sign, you may have an easier time of saying what you mean to others. Well, this is you sticking up for yourself. You don't need to explain yourself, but instead having the right thing to say when needed. And the weekend's Mercury Saturn aspect is assimilating all of the wisdom of the week, from your innermost feelings to prioritizing sleep to being clear with what you say. And once all of these things kind of blend, you're able to reflect on your direction and potential a bit more. You can identify personal blockages and align much better with your path. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Capricorn, and your soul sign, which is Aries. This week for Leo, the Gemini full moon is all about your friendships, your goals, your big dreams, and this could be a connection with a friend that results in a lot of wisdom surfacing. As much as this could be shared wisdom, it could be walking away from a group that you no longer feel part of. It could be easier to detach from the friends that have not been very nice recently. There could be a few friendships turned non-friendships going on for you now. And when Mercury moves into Capricorn, this supports your work life, your professional life, and this is great organizational potential there. So put that to use. All of the analyzing, collating, organizing, and planning that you need to do is going to feel easier over these next few weeks. You'll even quite enjoy playing admin of your own life. As the week ends, Mercury sextile Saturn may be some intentional overtime at work, and not the kind that's annoying or cuts into your own plans. This is some effort or overtime, extra hours, additional shifts, just more input into your professional life that acts as a pleasant boost of income, maybe through double pay or some other kind of long-term profit. Either way, the weekend's focus is on work and self-discipline. And this happens with a smile on your face because throwing yourself into work right now could be just what you need. Make sure to listen to the reading for your Earth sign Aquarius and your soul sign Taurus. This week for Virgo, the Gemini full moon put you in the spotlight somehow. And it is a good idea to toot your own horn or sing your own praises. This might be a time of taking an important interview or applying for something that you want. Or it could be a time of hearing back for things that you've already applied to. There may be the discovery that your name has been coming up in gossip or people saying things about you that creates a misunderstood, misinterpreted kind of perspective of the true you. And there could even be a scandal within your work, your profession, or your most prominent life direction that somehow, whether you're actually involved or not, your name keeps coming up. When Mercury moves into Capricorn, this is the essential dignity of rising above it. Whatever it is, or whatever BS people have dragged you into, your wisdom, your common sense is to not get involved and to let the situation explode or implode within itself. You have some investments or projects that by the weekend come to take your mind off of things. This is a welcome distraction, and while to others this appears that you're too dedicated or too work oriented or they call you boring, it's whatever, because hard work and dedication, as you know, is what allows you to elevate out from within the current status quo. And if in your current status quo people are just talking and being superficial, then you're much better focusing on what is next for you. Make sure to listen to the horoscope for your earth sign, which is Pisces, and your soul sign, which is Gemini. This week for Libra, the need to do something internal, some soul searching, is brewing, and this full moon could indicate the search for new horizons or belief system. It could be difficult to focus on small, minor details because your mind is on the bigger picture, and your point of wisdom is in looking for answers to big life and big consciousness questions. It could be a redefined search for purpose where you want to move on to the next thing, but you want to know what you're actually here for. You'll want to explore all kinds of spirituality to its full capacity. And in the material world, if there are any legal or paperwork matters or just things that are small but important going on, there could be a cloud of confusion preventing clarity. And the thing about this is if you push, no matter how hard you push, it's not going to bring clarity. So just remind yourself at the start of the week that time will reveal things. If you can just hold on to that and wait, that will be helpful. When Mercury moves into Capricorn, contrary to the sign's usual astuteness, rational thinking could actually be difficult to come by, and the main things on your mind could be family, the mom, the dad, home, and old traditions and heritage of your group. And because you tend to make decisions based on how you feel at any one time, these feelings are going to reflect back into your own current home space. If you feel driven to communicate more with loved ones, follow that drive. It could also indicate a moment of being withdrawn, kind of going into your memory and dwelling on the past a lot, especially if you have unfinished business with a loved one, or extra especially if you've recently lost a family member or someone who feels like family. The weekend brings a serious discussion your way, something to do with the home life, family life, or your parents, maybe the father or some kind of male influence. An important conversation crops up and it's positive. This could be about long-term family or living plans, and this conversation can manifest in a pleasant, wholesome way. Make sure to listen to the horoscope for your earth sign, which is Aries, and your soul sign, which is Cancer. This week for Scorpio, the full moon could signify the end to a debt, karmic or literal, where something is now paid off in full. It doesn't mean that there aren't any other debts running in parallel, but something big, something serious, or something that just needed a line drawn under it is paid off, paid down, or made even. Double, triple check your accounts for weird debits or deductions that you didn't authorize, alongside some card swiping, a lost card, or stolen bank details. There could also be the experience of dealing with tax or financial papers that don't have a nice or pleasant backstory to them. When Mercury moves into Capricorn, you will constantly have something on your mind. You'll be dealing with technology more than usual. You may have a better time learning and taking in new information. You could be spread very thin and have a lot of restless energy during this time. A good way to channel it would be to either write, learn and educate yourself, or talk about your feelings with those you trust. And if there have been differences between yourself, relatives, and people that you spend a lot of time with, the weekend comes, making it a good time to sort out those differences, to sort out those issues. Whether that's by just taking a more mature approach and deciding to let everything be, or having an open discussion to clear the air. For more insight, make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Taurus, and your soul sign, which is Leo. This week for Sagittarius, the full moon is about your relationship, the close or close-ish ones, the frequent chats with friends, the people you live with, your one-on-one connections, and each of them offer to you or receive from you some kind of common sense or wisdom. This is a look at whether or not things are working right. It could also be about giving credit where credit is due. If someone has been outstanding in your life and you've taken that for granted, you might want to show or say thanks in your own way. And if you have some negotiations that have been ongoing, this is a good time to get positive results there too. With Mercury moving into Capricorn, the second sign from yours, it's the sector of money, finances, resources, and all those kind of similar matters. It also points to food. The management of all of those resources could be on your mind, and what's more, they could turn into really profitable, long-term, solid, reliable things. If you're worried about finances, then nervous energy or stress could feel more exhausting than usual, but the positive expression of Mercury in Capricorn is really about collecting and working on your more entrepreneurial ideas. In doing so, this could maybe cause an uptick in the flow of cash. Generally, this week's end is all about consolidating if you want to, selling off or getting rid of some things. But more than that, it's about prepping ideas for launch or prepping ideas for some kind of action. Planning is all it takes for you to materialize something. Without discipline and planning, Sagittarius has very little chance of capitalizing on anything. If every resource in your life pertains to your second house, which is Capricorn, and planning and discipline, success for you, unlike some other signs, is impossible without strictness, without discipline. And this weekend, you might not feel as negative towards discipline as you have done before. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign Gemini, and also listen to the reading for your soul sign Virgo. This week for Capricorn, if you've been doing some kind of 30-day challenge or some wellness routine, or if you've been battling general health things, this full moon could celebrate the end of those. On the flip side, if you haven't been healthy at all, then due to its position in your chart section of health and wellness, this full moon could spark a sudden interest to get fit. It could also be about time to switch up something within your routine, the thing that makes you the most anxious within your daily schedule. This could be a good time to get rid of that from your life now. With Mercury square Neptune causing some hazy, yucky energy, if you don't do a self-instigated, self-driven cleanup of the things you do, how you spend your time, the things you eat and consume, then you could actually wind up feeling under the weather. So be careful about health problems that crop up now and listen to what they're telling you. Consider checking out the Future Medical Astrology episodes too, with Cancer as your opposite earth sign. You're low-key, below the surface, very, very sensitive to health changes. Those will start going up on the Patreon in the next few weeks. Mercury moving into your sign is a great time to get wellness tests or checkups. I'm a big fan of self-ordered lab tests, especially for minerals and nutrients, and extra specially if your energy levels have been a little bit up and down and inconsistent. Mercury moving into your sign is a boost for you, a boost to your verbal, intellectual, and conversational energies. You could feel more expressive, more aware of your surroundings. You may constantly be thinking about your next step or thinking about plans that you've made or plans you need to be making. The things that you come up with, the things you say, are pretty impressive during this time, and you could have something positive and helpful to add into most conversations. The weekend's energy is about some news that you receive. And the news isn't negative, it's just news that comes with an additional effort required from you, maybe. But it's not bad in the long run. You could also find yourself saying goodbye to someone as they embark on something that you're really proud of them for. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Cancer, and your soul sign, which is Libra. This week for Aquarius, a romantic episode of your life is coming to a point of change. It could be an end, it could be a decision made once and for all type of thing on a situation that's been lingering for a while, but really more intensely over the last 6 months. This can go either way. If you're in a relationship, it can be directed into renewing your intimate life, some kind of self-generated renewal in your relationships to bring back some spark. Actually turns out to be amazing. The kicker here is that for a few days this week, or most of the week, you won't quite have the right words to say, and you could feel stuck, unheard, or just troubled with communication. Things that can help you with the right words are things like music and poetry. These mediums of expression offer unique and creative insights into how you can approach sensitive matters currently going on in your life. Music lyrics and poetry, or books in general, have a whole world of offerings or ways to support you in saying things you just don't know exactly how to say yet. Mercury moving into Capricorn is a second emphasis on keeping your thoughts more to yourself. And it could be because you feel afraid of people disagreeing with you or not liking what you have to say, or you don't know how to communicate something from your understanding so that the other person actually gets it equally. And because of this, you could be a little more private than usual. This may be a good time to evaluate the past, or this may be a time of uncovering the truth. This weekend may be full of things to do, but in reality, the best thing may be to spend some time alone, to dive into solitude and give yourself a chance for some reflection from back over the past year. And if you don't make this alone time happen for yourself, then the weekend could naturally orient so that you get some peace and quiet organically, even if you are too afraid to ask for it or take it for yourself. Make sure to listen to the reading for your earth sign, which is Leo, and your soul sign, which is Scorpio. This week for Pisces, wisdom in letting a family issue go is kind of the opening of the week. And that's because this full moon falling in your fourth house of the chart is indicating that there's either something you don't know fully, and so you can't form adequate opinion or judgment on it, or just in some other way there's more to a situation at home than meets the eye. Matters to do with the balance between time spent at work versus at home, figuring that out, is also highlighted, and so is the potential of some work being done on the home. Mercury moves into Capricorn, and your mind could be more productive and proactive in group settings. Join a group, join a hobby group. And I cannot emphasize this enough. Every year, when Mercury moves through this space of your chart around November, December, is an amazing time for you to join a group, a book club or any other kind of hobby, especially one that has an intellectual theme to it. These count as very positive uses of this transit, and it's not that you have to, but it's more so that if you do, join a forum, a group on Facebook, or something similar with like-minded people, then an opportunity you would not have had access to otherwise shows up. The weekends with Mercury and Saturn harmoniously aspecting, which doubles up on the search for similar people. When you find your group, or you join a group this week, or you chat with someone whose mind works just like yours does, then serious talk results in some massive epiphanies that serve as big, positive purpose. And these epiphanies will continue to be a huge theme over the next month and into your new year. And for more insight, make sure to listen to the horoscope for your earth sign, which is Virgo, and your soul sign, which is Sagittarius. That's it for this week's episode. Next week's episode looks at Venus square Pluto, which reads as some pressure that transforms you for better or for worse. Venus moves into Scorpio, so things get intimate and spicy. Neptune goes direct. Some people will meet their lifelong dreams this next coming week, and some will have goals materialize before their very eyes like a miracle. Plus, Venus in Scorpio opposite Jupiter in Taurus, with some shady people coming to you from out of the woodwork with their hands open. Follow the show and go across to follow the Patreon too, where I'll be adding special cosmic content and episodes specifically on things like new and full moons, plus some midweek energy updates and the weekly wellness episodes too. Until next week, thanks, bye!